You're listening to SBS News. Coronavirus is exacting a heavy toll in France with more than 36,000 new cases. France is one of several countries in Europe to impose a shutdown, with all non-essential businesses ordered to close and people encouraged to stay indoors. COVID-19 patients now occupy more than 70% of intensive care beds, double the rate it was 2 weeks ago. So far, more than 37,000 people have died from the virus. Schools in France are allowed to stay open, but some students are protesting about what they say are inadequate sanitary measures and a lack of social distancing in the classroom. Several dozen students used wheelie bins, metal grills, and supermarket trolleys to block the entrance to a school in central Paris. This student explains why they're angry.
We organised a blockade against the disastrous handling of COVID in schools because, you know, in France, schools are where there are the second highest number of clusters. So we organised a protest against this. There was a small problem with the police, but, well, we're used to this.
France is understood to be planning to transfer COVID-19 patients to Germany for treatment, something which Belgium is already doing. The country of 11 million people has over 7,200 patients in hospital and 1,300 are in intensive care. On the streets of Germany's capital, Berlin, there's support for that country's lockdown. New case numbers have risen in the country with nearly 20,000 reported.
Es sind Einschränkungen, damit kann ich leben, aber wir haben ja auch im Überfluss gelebt, also ich muss ja nicht jeden Monat ins Theater.
These measures have brought some restrictions, but we can adapt to them. I don't need to go to theatres or cinemas every month or travel or fly every year.
England starts a lockdown on Thursday, which is scheduled to run until the 2nd of December. Conservative Party MP Greg Clark asked Britain's chief medical officer Chris Whitty whether the lockdown will be able to bring case numbers down enough to see the restrictions eased.
According to your best ability to forecast this, do we think that they've got a good chance, a reliable chance of succeeding to the point that they can be begun to be lifted on the 2nd of December?
I think that the aim of this is to get the rates down far enough that it's a realistic possibility to move into a different state of play at that point in time.
In an attempt to avoid lockdowns, the British government is rolling out coronavirus testing for the entire population of Liverpool in a pilot scheme that could be scaled up nationwide. Liverpool has one of the highest infection rates in England, with more than 410 cases per 100,000 people. Chair of the Health Select Committee, Jeremy Hunt, says mass testing would be a way to keep the virus under control.
The only way that we're going to allow this kind of national depression to lift is when we get to the point where we can basically test the whole population every month. And I don't think we're too far away from that. We're on 500,000 tests a day. That would need about 2 million tests a day. This could be a big step towards that. And I think that's the moment when we can start thinking about life getting back to normal.
Labor MP Justin Matters says contact tracing needs to be improved.
Well, I think the important thing is that if tests are going to be done in a quick manner, that the tracing and isolating system is up to speed to be able to deal with that. At the moment, we've still got over 40% of people not even being contacted by the Serco-run system. So having all these tests done is not going to be of any use unless people are actually contacted by that system afterwards.
In northern India, Hindu married women have flocked to markets to buy festive items and get henna art on their palms ahead of a Hindu festival, Karva Shuth. The festival is observed every year by Hindu married women across the country, in which they fast all day and pray for the long life and happiness of their husbands. Henna artist Yogita says the pandemic has kept many women away, as they've stayed indoors and away from the markets.
पिछले साल बहुत कस्टमर थे, इस साल कोरोना के डर के कारण बिल्कुल कस्टमर नहीं है.
Last year there were many customers, but this year, due to the fear of coronavirus, there are no customers. We're able to do some work because of the few customers that come, but because of the fear of coronavirus, no one's willing to come out.
Globally, there have been more than 1.2 million deaths and more than 232,000 of those in the United States. And exit polls taken by Edison Voter Research on Election Day found 7 out of 10 Americans believe wearing a face mask is a public health responsibility. 5 out of 10 says it was more important to contain the coronavirus, even if it hurts the economy, while 4 out of 10 declared the country's efforts to contain the coronavirus are going very badly. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.